And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the first Punky Radio of the new year, 2011, or as I'm calling it, 21-1. We'll find out everything that you've been up to in a minute, Tony, but as you know, I like to think of the first show of the year when we do Punky as a declaration of intent, and I am intending things this week. This is a little bit of Japanese madness. Kantoi. So you're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Tony, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
It's okay.
Did you have a good New Year?
Yeah, did. Yeah, so we got to our classical concert, and that was really good. I think we must have played some of the most common ones, because I knew most of them or heard of them. Probably.
That's handy, isn't it? If I went to a classical music concert, I would need every single famous classical tune in a row, otherwise I wouldn't know what the hell was going on. A classical band, of course, Tony. A Kantoi that we found from Japan Files, japanfiles.com, for all your Japanese independent music needs. That was a track called Loud Up off their latest album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Kantoi's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/cantoy.
It is, and it's C-A-N-T-O-Y. Quite so good. Japanfiles is a really easy way to get music. I get quite a lot from there. I love a bit of Japanese. I do. And we have got a right international show this week. If you are a first-time listener to this show, you are going to hear music from all over the world this week, my friend. All over the world. We've even got two bands from the same country, but they're on different islands.
Yeah.
I've really gone for it. So did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
Yes. Pretty much. My big present was a new microphone, because there's people who've been listening to this show and still
mine. So you've got one like mine now?
Yes. So we should be good. Thanks to John for the suggestion all those years ago.
Yeah, it only took us 3.5 years to sort it out, didn't it?
Yeah, did you get what you wanted?
Well. You see, when you reach my age, Tony, your list isn't very long. And you can't hope to expect... You can't expect to get everything on it that you maybe wanted to. I got a can opener.
Okay.
Pretty much it.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, it's a really good can opener.
Okay, well, that's good then.
It's one of those ones that you put on... And it was on my list. It was the only thing on my list. I had a can opener and some hiking socks.
Right.
Not because I want to go hiking, just because they're really warm around the house. They're better than slippers. I love them. But I didn't get any hiking socks. No.
Okay.
I just got a can opener.
Right.
And what you do with it, it's one of those ones where it kind of magnetically attaches itself to the top of the tin. You press a button, it goes around the tin, takes the lid off, and then magnetically holds the lid to it so there's no mess. And then lovely job.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there, watch what I sit there, watched it like the Luddite that I am, not understanding technology and picking nits out of me air while I'm... It's amazing. It's the greatest kitchen implement I've ever had. That's how rock and roll I am.
Cool. You don't get a lot of those cans with the wrinkle anymore then? Do you just go for the normal?
Well, no, that's a good point, Tony. You see, the thing is, look, I'm a bit of a budget shopper.
Mm.
And, for example, the two tins I regularly open are chopped tomatoes... And
right.
Red kidney beans and chili sauce, right?
Okay.
For making my chilies and that, right? They're my two. Now, I can go with an 80p tin of chopped tomatoes with a ring pull on it, or I can go for a 50p tin without. Likewise, the kidney beans and chili sauce. Now, I reckon, I had a look online, because I'm a bit nosy, this can opener, electronic 1250 with batteries, gonna last ages, say £14, right? So, but I'm saving myself 60 or 70p a week
on tins itself, doesn't it?
On tins without ring pulls. So, by July of this year, mate, that baby's paid for itself.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
I'm gonna crack over the next track, mate, if that's okay.
Yep, that's cool.
Because this is, you might remember the other week, we played a band from Indonesia. Yeah, do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Well, they were so excited, they sent us a link to another band from Indonesia that we all play as well. And
oh,
I agreed with them. I agreed with them. This is a band from East Jakarta. Well, no, it's brilliant. We've had Japan, now we're going with East Jakarta. This is fantastic. It's a band called Billy the Kids.
Okay.
And I can't find a MySpace page for them. So I'm going to give you the point.
Okay, cool.
I can't find anything about them online, in fact. I will try and do some more research for them, because they sent me two tracks, and I will probably play the other one in future weeks, by which time I will have tracked them down. But in the meantime, it's Tony 2, Poorly Be Internet 0, and this is Foundation.
1, 2, 3, Sam! To fall together.
Okay, you're about to hear an interview that I did with Paolo from the Rippers way back in October when I went to the PP Bowls Festival, which is a garage punk festival, very exclusive. I was lucky to go. Happens once a year in a secret location. That's not that secret because I've told you here and there. Anyway, straight after the interview, you will be hearing the song by them that I wanted them to, that they said they wanted to play, but then I didn't have, and I've only just got it. Oh, it's taken months. Just listen to it and enjoy it. This is me and Paolo from the Rippers in a beautiful island location. I'm joined by Paolo from the Rippers. Hello.
Hello.
What a gig last night! You, there was everything in your set.
Okay.
There was everything, and the audience were, the crowds were just incredible, and I was like, I felt like a teenager when I watched it. You know, it was great.
We've just tried to do the best shit that we can.
Well, you've done it. I mean, it was absolutely superb. Is how long have the band been going? How long?
10 years. Yeah.
So, do you find it hard to keep up the energy every night, or because there's a lot of energy in that gig?
I don't know, man. But it's the only way that we know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it must be exhausting to just put that intense.
I know.
I mean, I've got my best photo. Photograph of the festival. It's really close up. It's your face right by the mic, and just the tension is like.
I don't know why, man. You know, I think that during the years we played rock and roll, we played guys. There was no band as Beatles or Quiet Man, yeah. You know. I like more bands than wireless bands as the Fire from Netherlands, or you know.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that I love. It's the only way that I don't. I can play in a different way.
And was the sort of music you play, was that your favourite music before you played it? Or was that music, yeah, do you know what I mean? Was that what you listened to and then...
Yeah, I listen all kind of rock and roll, jazz, blues and rhythm and blues.
And then, but then you make it 100 miles an hour. Well, it seems like whatever music you hear, the Rippers play it faster.
I know.
And the Rippers hit it a bit harder.
Hardcore rhythm.
It's very, very fucking hardcore, my friend.
I know, man.
Do you think there was a song in your set, in your act, that best sums up the Rippers? Is there one song that when you play the song, you go, this is us, this is our sound? Or this is us, you know?
It's just original song, so everyone is good at it.
Okay, is there one you would like me to play now? Is there a song you'd like me to play now?
You got the Last House?
Oh, get hold of it.
Yeah, my favorite one is Just for One Day.
Let's play it now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't care.
Hey, you're listening to the Rich Morton sound on Leithers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
That was the Rippers, and Just For One Day. They were a band from Sardinia, thus keeping up this international flavour to this week's show, mate. It really is. We've had, so far, Japan, Indonesia and Italy. We're moving in the right direction. I wonder where we're going next.
Nice.
Do check them out. Absolutely brilliant live band. Just different class. And I hope to be seeing them again very, very soon. In fact, I'm hoping that they'll tour in the UK. And if they did, Tony, you should definitely try and get to see them, because you love a bit of fast guitar playing, don't you?
Yeah.
They don't muck about. Really, really good. So, I have asked you briefly about what you did for New Year. Where was this classical concert then?
Just the concert hall in Nottingham, so right. Walking distance.
Handy.
And, walk back and then just crack the champagne open and just finish the New Year off in the flat. Watch, because I had a good view of the fireworks.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
We were at the castle this year, so we just watched the fireworks. And then,
you're right next to it.
Yeah.
In Robin's Nest.
That was alright. And that was it, really. So it was good. It was good. We enjoyed it.
I drove up to Newcastle, where I was doing a gig at the Hyena Comedy Club. It went alright. They gave us free drinks all night. That made it better. Towards the end of the evening, I commented on one of the waitresses' beautiful dusky eyes and said, "I say, you've got beautiful dusky eyes." And she said, "And you've got a fine moustache." And I said, "Thank you very much. I have been cultivating it." And she said, "Cultivating? You sound like yeast." And everybody laughed. Right? And I said, "Yes, and like yeast." I said, "Actually, I am quite like yeast." She went, "Why?" I said, "Very few women want me in their knickers." Which made people laugh more. But then I was called Yeast Boy for the rest of the night. I did have a great time. The next day, I've got to tell you this. The next day, I drove back from Newcastle all the way back to the Hyman's Lodge. It's a long bloody way. It's pretty much the length of the country. And I stopped off en route to see my grandma, who has succumbed to Alzheimer's disease. She's in the early stages of it, and she's been moved into a nursing home in the northeast. And I went to see her, and it took her 3 or 4 minutes to work out who I was, right? And then we had a really brilliant chat when she did realise who I was, and it was just like the old days. And I was with her 10 or 15 minutes. We were back to, we'd always got on really, really well, you know, we were back to it. And then as I left, I said, "Look, I have to go now, Grandma. I've got a long drive home." And she said, alright, who are you again?
Oh, no.
We had this brilliant 15 minutes and then it was all gone. And like my folks have been saying, that basically it affects different people in different ways, but it's not, look, she's 85 years old. This isn't something to, she was going to succumb to something. And although she is having the odd panic with the condition she's got, she, at the moment, she's coping all right. And you want to be positive, you want to feel good. So I'm just wanting to say Happy New Year, Grandma, and I hope you deal with it as long as you can. What would be more suitable after a little from the heart start of New Year chat like that than to play a band from Italy? Do you see what I've done? It's Sardinia, Italy, two different islands, kind of the same place, yeah? And we've been on about this, Tony, and I thought, why not just say, this is a band called Deep Throat, and I don't give a fuck. We'll be right back. That was Deep Throat, Tony.
Nice.
All the way from Italy. Nice isn't necessarily a word I'd use to describe them, but fair enough.
Cute.
What I want to know is, what, first of all, because we never found out the last bit, sorry, what is the Rippers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRippers?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TheRippersInAction.
Yeah.
Which makes it poorly be the internet. One, Tony, two. Every time I look at their MySpace page, I always think of it as being the Rippers in Acton. And how different that would be. Because you know Acton a bit, don't you?
Yeah, well, Steph used to work in Acton,
yeah. And I also, of course, want to know what Deep Throat's MySpace page is.
MySpace.com/DeepThroatMusic.
No, MySpace.com/DeepThroatAlessandria, which I assume is the town they're from in Italy. So it's Deep Throat and then ALLESSANDRIA. And Deep Throat tour a lot. And the Rippers do as well. Really, really hardworking bands. Do get the chance to see them if you can. They're both fantastic. We used to do adverts in this bit, didn't we? And we kind of don't now. And I used to like it when you did an advert because it gave me a chance to roll up a fag. But I'm having to talk and roll now, which is a bit off-putting. So I'm going to get you straight into the next track, Tone, and we'll talk about it afterwards. This is The Joysticks. The Joysticks, Tony.
Ooh.
Guess where they're from?
Don't know.
Hungary.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mucking about this week. Hungary. And what I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheJoysticks.
It is. How are you spelling joysticks?
JOYSTIX.
Indeed. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2. You're listening to the Guanabats on these right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I've got a couple of things to say in this bit. I know that I'm trying to tighten things up. I'll do it as quickly as I can. First up, you know what? When I was saying I'm so pleased that the competition winners before Christmas were both British.
Yeah.
They weren't.
Oh.
What was Canada?
Oh, okay.
£8 it cost me to send those. £8. Got it.
Oh, no.
But anyway, well done, Sam. I was who won it. I was also a bit distressed, actually. He's 15. And this is a bit of an adult show. But that wasn't what distressed me. What distressed me was, wow, this is the first time I've entered the competition, and I've been listening for 3 years. Well done, mate, you little rebel.
Nice.
We've got to, and what would be more suitable than for after the grandma shocker than come straight in with this one, which is, after saying all that, the two words of the week this week, the one I accidentally said when I went to call someone a critic and called them a clitic. he said, are you Japanese? I said no, I'm just I just have opinions about women's vaginas. I say women's vaginas like men have them, but so anyway, word of the week one is clitic. You can be a clitic if you head downstairs on a lady and don't necessarily like what you find. Also, how about this? I'm involved in the Last Minute Comedy Club New Act of the Year competition, which I'm in the process of sorting out at the moment.
Okay.
And one of the entrants, when I sent him back, oh, yes, that's fine, you're in a heat. He sent me another one back, and he wanted to put many thanks, but he left the Y off. So he just put man thanks. Laughed himself when he saw it. Like, and I thought, man thanks is a really brilliant expression. Like, for when you thank a lady for her hard work by exploding on her face.
All right.
Right. But then I thought, man thanks is too obvious, so I've given it a different word in keeping with the international flavour of this show, and rather than saying man thanks, I've taken the Japanese for thank you and given the English slang for man, and I've come up with, should you decide to paint your lady in your white git fluid, why not instead call it the blokey arigato? If you have an idea for word of the week or phrase of the week, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email word of the week, and if it's any good, it'll get on the show. Time for the next song, Tone. Now, I'm going to tell you about this song and the one after it, right? This one is from a band called The Wildebeest, or as I like to call them, The Wildebeest, who actually split up in 2004, I think, but there's a best of been brought out on the Dirty Water Records label called All Aboard Nuggets, the best of. Quite a good Wildebeest, GNU, Nuggets, GNU, Nuggets, best of. I can't find a MySpace page for the Wildebeest, so we might as well do a MySpace page for Dirty Water Records. What do you think it is?
MySpace.com/DirtyWaterRecords?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/DirtyWaterRecordsCoUK. Dirty Water Records, CoUK, which makes it probably be the Internet 3, Tony 3. Now, after this song, you're going to hear an interview I did in December with Luke from the Highliners, and then we'll go straight into their song after that, and we'll do their MySpace after that. Make sense?
Yep.
This is All Aboard.
I sound right because I've got a blocked up nose?
You sound like you've got a blocked up nose,
yeah.
You sound like you've got a blocked up nose, but I wouldn't. I really wouldn't worry about that right now. Luke's got a nose full of coke.
Yeah.
Right, so. anyway.
I have actually got a bit of a virus.
You're calling it a virus, I call it a drug problem.
Yeah, so I'm about to go and try and do a live album tonight with a blocked up nose.
Now, are you going to be doing Scooter Dad tonight?
Is that a request?
No, it's not at all. I'm just asking. Because my mate, when I was 18 years old...
No one ever requests.
My mate, when I was 18 years old, and that was 5 years ago now, came up to me in a Highlanders T-shirt, and he put his fists up in an alternating order and went, sworn to fun, loyal to mum.
Good man.
And I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, because I'd seen you one time when you hadn't done it. I thought, oh, God, where was it? Not the Roby. It's probably arranged around it somewhere.
Yeah,
the one time. But how much old stuff are you doing tonight? Is this all about the new stuff? Is this all about... What are the... Because I said to my mate Steve that when you saw the Highlanders in Spain, they did a sort of a greatest hits job. Mm. What you're going to get this evening is their work in progress gig, because that's what bands do in their own country. And it sounds like you're going to be doing more new stuff. How many old favourites can we expect?
There will be no new ones.
No new ones. Brilliant. Well, I'm really pleased.
But some of them sound different.
Oh, brilliant. What, you got some bloke on bongos, have you?
We've rearranged some of the old favourites.
Right, so when are we going to see the new material?
Well, this is what's going to come out next year with the...
That's right. Yeah. Are you worried in the same way that the Cramps were with Smell of Female, that some record label's going to nick all of your new stuff if you do it, so you'll only do it live, because then otherwise the whole world will get your stuff before you're ready to release it? Or have you just not learnt it?
I hadn't even thought of that new worry.
Is it a new worry?
The extra pressure, yeah, in this difficult showbiz career.
Now, I've got one last question for you, yep. Right? When Simon Mayo was loving you,
yep.
In the late 80s...
Has he gone off us?
And I don't believe so. As a direct result of you, he found Christianity.
Sanctuary.
But I do think at that time, when Henry the Wasp and the Benny Hill Boogie... They ruled. You personally, now I'm not saying the rest of the band, but you personally actually didn't look that psychobilly. But over time, you've kind of become more so.
At a stage in the 80s, I was a slightly better looking young Cliff Richard lookalike.
I've had that problem myself. Yeah.
Haven't we all?
Everybody's like Cliff at some point. In fact, the lady behind us still looks a bit like him.
Oh, dear, poor Morag.
Only in the same way that I fancy Cliff.
Oh,
but you know what I mean, though. That in the most
right
recent, the most recent publicity photos you've done, you've got a big fuck off quiff on. You're in bondage trouser night and big fucking creepers, and you didn't have that back in the day. And I don't like using that expression, but you know what I mean. Have you decided to look a certain way to actually get psychobillies on board that maybe didn't like you the first time round, or have you just gone that way?
I think it's to get the ones that didn't like us first time round. I think I need to do a lot more than just my look. Change the name and redo the songs, yeah.
Look, it's been a pleasure talking to you. As usual, when I speak to you, I'm going to ask you now to say to us which song we should play on the show. So, from the old days, and probably from the only album I've got, what should we play now?
What should we play on that? Benny Hill Boogie?
Benny Hill Boogie.
We do that again, shall we?
Pleasure. Thanks very much. Hope you have a great gig.
Since that show, well, I love her so. She doesn't even know. She's on the Benny Hill, on the Benny Hill, on the telly with the Benny, on the Benny Hill. Her name is Jenny Lee Wright. I'll see you on. centre, Jenny. Jenny, let me do what I can. I'll save you, Jenny, from the little old man. Let me jump into your bed. You can slap me on the head. Jenny, 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 don't fight. Oh, Jenny, 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 Lee White. Girl, I've seen. She's on, my TV screen. You know, the girl I mean. She's on the Benny Hill, on the Benny Hill, on the telly with the Benny on the Benny Hill. Her name is Jenny Lee White. I'll see her on the telly every Wednesday night with the little ball man is going to bed. Oh, she ever does is slap him on the head.
That's the Highliners and Benny Hill Boogie, Tony.
Nice.
Now, during the interview, you will have heard me say a couple of times about new material, because they've been on about it for a while, but they did actually bring out a second album called Spankomatic, which has got some really odd songs on it, one of which is called Shit TV, which I'm going to try and get hold of so we can play that as well. Luke's a really, really good bloke, and it took me a long time to edit that interview down to what it was. My apologies that halfway through there's a bit of an obvious cut, but it was 8 minutes of random laughing and nonsense, and it was really, really difficult to get it all in. Anyway, he was really, really funny. And hello to Morag. I hope you get the chance to hear that as well, seeing as you're on it in the background laughing and being accused of being called Cliff Richard by me. You're listening to the Planet Smashed Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What I want to know is, what is the Highliners MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHighliners?
It's not. It's MySpace.com/TheHighlinersOfficial, which means I've taken the lead, Tony. 40 minutes at 4, Tony 3. My question for you is, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations over the past year. Now a new year, so a new year, new twat needed.
Hey, it's the first twat of the new year.
The first twat of the year.
If I don't like it, Tony, I may be a bit of a critic.
Is it the first twat of the decade? Do you count 2011 as the first?
I think
year
the decade,
decade?
No, the decade starts with the naught, doesn't it?
Don't know. Some people say one. Remember the whole thing about the millennium not actually being until 2001.
And yeah, see, I don't go with that, because I think when you're born is when you start.
Yeah.
Then you become one at the end of it, don't you? So, and for example, if I can quote from With Nail and I, when the film is set in 1969 and Danny, the drug dealer, says, "We have reached the end of the decade, and as presuming Ed will tell you, we have failed to paint it black." So I'm calling the nine as the end of the decade and the naught as the start of it.
Okay.
So, no, in other words.
Fair enough. Where's personal year then?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Well, if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me. I think this is the only one I've got, so yeah, get your finger out, as it were.
And ask yourself some questions as to why it was in there in the first place.
Yeah. If you have a twat to nominate, email me tony@punkyradio.com or on twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now. Or twats with receive thanks, and I reply to all your emails, so please do email me now. This week it's from Marv.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, who's getting in touch, Marv? I think he's been saving this one for a while.
Hey, Marv.
Yeah. Don't be strange in 2011, Marv. Get in touch. Oh, he's been in touch a little bit, but I'm sure we'll catch up this year. Anyway, he says, After being made redundant from my job at the end of July, it took until the last week of September for me to get any benefit, which however wasn't attached to housing and council tax benefits the whole period, since my girlfriend was working 12 hours per week, and they said that with the wages she made on minimum pay were enough to be able to pay both rent and council tax, despite the fact that her wages weren't even equal to the rent, never mind the actual council tax. To add insult to injury, I received a letter not too long ago from local authority asking for me to repay what they said were overpayments for the benefits that I did actually receive. So for the fact that they can't add up properly and failed to realise that 12 hours per week couldn't pay everything, I put forward Newark and Sherwood District Council to complete it twice. From Marv.
Absolutely justified. Yeah. And more reason to remind our listeners that Newark is an anagram of wanker.
Wanker.
Put the door, mate. Wanker. Go for it.
So, Newark and Sherwood District Council from... Oh, Newark and Sherwood, really.
Is a twat. Said perfectly. Absolutely brilliant, Marv. And if you do have a twat, make sure you do email tony@punkyradio.com. Title of your email is a twat. Time for the last song, mate.
Wow.
It's flown by this week. And do you know what we're doing? Oh, because the Highlanders finally were a British band. I think the Wildebeest were American. Just so I'm keeping up the international theme. I haven't double checked that though, but I think they're American. And the Highlanders are very British. Last band, a return to Japan, my friend.
Okay.
But a band who we haven't played in a while, actually. It's a really, really great album, this. And it fits in with something we've already done. We were sent this album from Motorsounds Records, do you remember? Out of Lurgan, Northern Ireland. Yeah. And they somehow signed this Japanese band and brought out the album Left My Mind, which has got one of my favourite songs on it ever, called Left My Mind. And they are, it's another garage punk number, basically. Really, really brilliant band, great album. They've got a new album that is either coming out soon or might be out right now on Dirty Water Records. So I'll be hoping to get hold of that as well. I don't have a MySpace page for them. What I want to know is, what is The Roots website?
TheRoots.com.
No, nearly. TheRootsJapan.com. Tony, I've beaten you. First one in the year. Paulie beat the internet 5, Tony 3. This is Slight Delight.
Hard to find, 'cause what I want is
That's the Roots, Tony.
Nice.
Great band. Great band. I'd love to see them live. Absolutely. Just a three-piece. They don't have to make a lot of noise for three-piece, tell you. Really, really good. Thank you very much for listening this week. This is the first one of the new year. I'm excited about this year. I think we're going to be playing you some great music, so please do stay tuned. And if you do stay tuned, what better thing to do than leave a review for us on iTunes? How'd you do that, Tony?
Yep, so please review us on iTunes. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, you'll be taken to our music store page on iTunes, where you can review us. You will need to log in. You'll need an account, but let's face it, everyone's got an iTunes account really now, most people. So please do log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. Reviews help move us up the featured rankings, and literally a handful of reviews make a lot of difference, so please do review us. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you are from another country, just email your review in, and we'll read it out on the show.
Lovely, thank you very much for that as well. We do really appreciate them. I haven't even got around to telling you what I'm doing this week, Tony. This weekend, I'm doing my shows in Hitchin, Letchworth and Biggleswade this weekend. Same acts each night, which are Paul Sinha and Ray Guns, Look Real Enough. You should be able to find more information out at lastminutecomedy.com if the bloke who runs the website has done the updates by the time you hear this show.
You will. Know. Yeah.
Have you got any plans this week, Tony?
No. I think just back into work with a force this week.
So, just starting 2011 the way you finished 2010.
Yeah.
Your nose to the grindstone. Yeah. Do let me know, by the way, if you're a gentleman and you perform a blokey arigato this week, or if you're a lady and you lovingly receive one. Thanks very much for listening. Talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!